producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do we need to do a retrospective on the year, Super Don? I ask this not to put you on the spot, but you know how everybody does the look back and we do the look ahead or the look right now? I mean, I don't have an opinion one way or the other, but we got one more, I believe, live broadcast. I got another special New Year's Day broadcast. We did a great Christmas Day broadcast with Dr. Daryl Wolf, the Doc of Detox, and we're going to do it again for New Year's.
Nice.
And we're going to tell you why these New Year resolutions are bunk, and we're going to tell you the realities of you want to make some changes in your life, how to do that. So look forward to that as a live New Year's Day, new hour of broadcast healing of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tomorrow at the box, hopefully Ty Bollinger is not going to have another excuse like, oh, it's my 20th anniversary, I got to spend time with my wife and kids. Yeah, right.
Oh, come on.
Teasing. TMB, I love you and your family. Wonderful. I'm so glad you were able to do that. We had a great time with Irv, Dr. Irvin Sani. He was terrific last week. But looking forward to TMB. So we'll figure out what to do tomorrow. If you have a request, put it in right now, 866-939-2355. We might play it for you. Number one with a bullet, as they say.
All hits, all the time.
Yes, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming at you now. And we are. 866-939-2355. Or leave a message at the website, robertscottbell.com. We'll get your questions of the day answered as we can. And with that, we're off to the races in our second hour here. We're going to talk shampoo, because that's very important. The no shampoo movement is on. Blood pressure, drugs, the rethinking. Which way are they rethinking? And also, we got some more salt updates. And we, time permitting, and we might have time for contagious from cancer. Is it true? Or am I going to call BS on that? Wait and see. Or wait and hear, since we're doing radio today. First story of the hour, though, is opioid prescriptions and overdosing. Now, last hour, we talked about the SWAT raid on a nice family who happened to be growing tomatoes hydroponically. They were spotted drinking tea or buying tea at a store and also going to a shopping at a gardening center for certain supplies. And the SWAT raided them under false pretenses, a bogus test, and suspicions based on a phony war on drugs to protect the pharmaceutical industrial complex. What exactly were they protecting? They were protecting the monopoly on pain management, for instance, for one at least, including the use of prescription opioids, which are some of the most dangerous, addictive, deadly drugs, as bad, sometimes considered worse than, the heroines and cocaines of the world, yes, believe it or not. They're equivalent, except that they have more, how would you call it, a higher stature, if you will, an acceptability, because a doctor has prescribed them. Now, if you go in and, you know, you're admitted to the ER on an OD for heroin, they want to try and find a way to wean you off of your addiction. They used to do, what was the drug that they did? Methadone? Was it methadone that would pull you off of heroin? That's my vague memory.
Yeah, that was really a great thing, because then people became addicted to methadone.
To methadone, right? But at least, let me just, if I'm going to give them any props, the intent was, hey, can we transfer them and hopefully ease them down and get them off of the drug, right? It, on some level, it makes sense. We'd rather have them not on the drug, right? But what happens in the pharmaceutical world under official status of a prescription drug given to you by a duly licensed doctor by the state of, name your state? And if you OD on that opioid, what happens? Do they enter you into drug rehab and detoxification or wean you off into something else, something safer? Well, the results when we asked that question, a new study found, are both surprising and concerning, according to the lead author, Dr. Mark LaRochelle of Boston Medical Center. I wonder if he eats at Chipotle. Everybody in Boston now that the Boston Health Department is eating there. What do they find here? And the headline reads, quite shockingly, that many continue to receive the very prescriptions for opioid drugs even after they've overdosed on the drug. This is why I call it a duh-gree, Superdon. How stupid do you have to be? They've overdosed on the opioid drug. What do? We keep prescribing more opioid drugs. Yeah. Is it just me?
What is the definition of insanity, right?
Prescribing the same opioid drug that someone
you
has
overdosed on the drug. You've got a prescription. Here's some more of the drug.
Wow.
You didn't die. Oh, right. Good, because we can fill another prescription now.
Right. So what is it? Opioids included codeine, codeine, hydrocodone. Hydromorphone, and tramadol. Just over 90%. Okay, so we're asking the question, all right, is it maybe 1% or 2% or 3% that still get the opioids? No, it's just a little over 90%, not much, just a little, a hair over 90% of these patients continue to get their prescription opioids even after overdosing. That's what, 9 out of 10 of you can OD, and you can go back and just keep getting more. Is it just me, or is there something wrong with this picture?
Yeah. Now, one of the things that they bring up in this article is that, to try and explain this away,
okay,
is that, well, you know, perhaps because they OD'd, that doesn't necessarily mean that the prescribing doctor is aware of the fact that they OD'd.
How does anybody know that they OD'd? I mean, did they tell their priest, and their priest violated their confidence and didn't tell the doctor? I mean, how did they find this out?
Stop asking these questions. You make this difficult to defend.
I know, but I mean, you're making points that are very good, but then the question becomes, if the doctor didn't know, how did this study know? And of course, after an overdose, the provider can terminate the prescription, but they know there's going to be withdrawal, right, according to one of the researchers. And so what do? They put their hands up because, well, we're not allowed to prescribe cannabis. Well, if you're in one of the 23 states that says you can, why don't you? And even if you're not, why don't you stand up to the man, the pharmaceutical man in your state board, and say, this is, I want to cuss, but I'll say poppycock, okay? That, you know, we need a different way. There are different ways to manage pain. And we talked about this even last hour with our moment of duh. The chiropractor's dealing with back pain. Even if it isn't an adjustment for a subluxation, which they can do, the doc said, hey, simply changing their diet, their lifestyle, movement, hydration, reducing pro-inflammatory substances from their diet, sugar, gluten. These things are significant. None of this is considered when they prescribe an opioid, which is an ultimate failure outside of an emergency situation to keep people alive because the pain is so traumatic, and then try to find a way to do something else. Cannabis. No, he's subliminal. I can't speak today. Superdome, what's wrong with me?
Subliminal
man. Cannabis. Right?
Are you on cannabis right now?
CBD. I'm not. I didn't take any. You know, and I can't, if I take the dose my wife takes, because the CBD, which we've talked about, is legal in all 50 states as a supplement. You can get it from Cannavest, cannavest.com, and they are also available through some of our favorite mom and pop natural products retailers, health food stores, not the national chains typically, but the mom and pop, the independent stores. CBD oil. It's fantastic. And, you know, from mild to strong, you can get what you need. You've got to figure it out for yourself, though. But if I take a lot, her dose, I'll get not high. It doesn't make you go high. It just kind of can get you really relaxed and a little bit loopy. how would I say, silly?
But you mean like so that you say things like sublimitable?
No, the thing is, I've taken CBD while on the show, and I haven't done that. So maybe I need to take CBD so I could say sublimitable.
Ah, linoleum, aluminum.
Aluminium, right?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so, well, okay. I don't know. We really don't have time to do the communicable cancers. Maybe we can do that in segment three, because I don't know how much time I want to spend on the blood pressure drug story.
Actually a big story. I mean, we found this story late going into the beginning of the show, but can you imagine a contagious cancer?
Yeah, if this is true, and again, today has been a day where I've been calling BS on a lot of stories that people are, you know, maybe reporting on, going, oh my gosh, can you believe this? What's happening here, right? And they just buy it because it's in the media, or a scientist said it, or somebody with a PhD with a degree by their name has said it. You know, if we have a fault, and I don't think it's a fault, is that we don't just blindly agree because you have a degree. And that wasn't, is that sort of a rhyme? I didn't mean to do that. But there's so much more information when you start analyzing these things, and as Super Don says, asking the tough questions, and then even the smartest PhDs start going, abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. And it isn't that I'm trying to bust them, because they may be believing what they're doing within the narrow confines of their PhD. But we have to, by necessity, report on a lot of things, many different things, and address all kinds of health issues. We can't afford to be narrow casting. That's why we are broadcasting. And in terms of looking at these reports, to look at them from a global perspective as opposed to an isolated, I'm trapped with my PhD horse blinders on, and then just say, oh, well, that person is really smart. He or she must be right. And I'm not saying they're not smart, but a lot of times they're not connected to that larger world, and they're seeing things through their PhD beer goggles, and everything looks good to them. And I'm just not willing to give them a pass on that. Is that me being mean? Should I be nicer in the new year and just give them a pass on these things?
You just have to look at who it is you're talking about, and I think it's an easy decision.
Yeah, all right. So, mean old man I'll be then.
Just grouchy old fart.
Just a mean old man. Was that from Sergeant Pepper's Mean Old Man? Musical reference here.
I don't know.
Out to lunch this evening. All right, everybody. We're going to take a break. I'm going to go wash my hair, but I'm not going to use any poop. Right?
That gray
right out of your hair. What is the hashtag? No poo for me? Is that what they're saying?
No poo. It's just no poo.
I mean, why can't they say shampoo? Since when is shampoo called poo?
Because if they did that, then people like us wouldn't talk about it.
Oh, I guess so. It's poo, poopy. That's why we're talking about it, because we're just a bunch of adolescents here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this. Don't wash your hair.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Oh, man. Kim Kardashian has screwed the poo for everybody now. Did you see this? She's not washing her hair.
The what?
The poo.
The poo?
Hashtag poo. The shampoo. You said I could say it that way. That's the way. Okay. Why are you asking me that?
I'm just clarifying. Okay.
Yeah. Now my son's saying, "Hey, the power to poo is yours." Okay, kid. I said the power to poo is yours, but don't poo, right? This is the new thing. Don't poo your hair. Don't shampoo, right? This is the way it's going. Like you said, to make us talk about it. Question is super darn personal question. How often do you poo your hair? Your hair. Your hashtag poo your hair.
Yes.
You can answer that. Can you?
How often do I shampoo my hair?
Right. Yes.
Every day.
Every day. But you and Kim Kardashian don't have much in common. Evidently, she stopped.
Apparently not. My butt isn't as big either.
No, it's that. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
I don't look as good naked. That's definitely.
Okay, there you go. Okay, we're going there now. That's not where we were going. Staying above the brow. This is head hair we're talking. I remember as a greasy teenager, if I didn't wash my hair every day, you could forget it, man. You could have lit me on fire. My hair wouldn't burn. All the oil would burn, right? That's the good thing about youth is that you have oily skin. And the bad thing when they say, oh, I have acne, but it's because of the diet, the dirt, and all of that. You got to clean some stuff up. Now, over the years, my thinking has changed in terms of hygiene, using soap and water or these fancy cleansers all over the body. Not such a good idea. You realize that you're really not dirty per se. You have microbes and microflora, not just in you, but on you. That you want. You don't want to wipe them out all the time. You want to clean the vital parts, right? And in those cases, you can use some mild detergent, soap or other things. But in the hair, I guess the trend is, hey, man, we're overdoing it. We're wiping out all the good oils there. And so a lot of folks are going, yeah, don't wash your hair as often. But what are they doing? That's the thing. If they're going no poo, what are they going? Pro what? No poo, but pro, shoe polish? What is it going to be? I found it. Since you're not right on top of this.
Oh, it says, yeah. Well, you got to find it.
Alternatives. They run the gamut. The gamut.
Did you do it again? What?
The gazpacho from home. No, they're not using gazpacho.
Gazpacho?
Is it gazpacho or is it gazpacho? I'm just packing it in tonight, Super. Anything I say tonight, grain of salt, even salt, we're going to talk about.
Homebrew concoction containing baking soda and apple cider vinegar.
Right. Isn't that the stuff you used to make a fake volcano when you were in third grade?
Baking soda, apples. You know what?
She's erupting.
Right.
Kim Kardashian's head is erupting. No, it's just her
mechanism. I remember that being a kid. Yeah. You add the two things and it would like foam up and make a mess all over the place.
You spew out of your head. So maybe that's not a good idea. But anyway, they're promoting this idea that, again, overwashing is not good. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a hair fanatic or a fashion aficionado. I mean, I've told you on the air, I've used like an Ayurvedic topical formula that I met some Indian folks from Asia, India, when I was in Canada many years ago, Toronto, at a health convention that I was at. And nice folks, and they had passed this thing down. I was like, yeah. And it slowed the graying of my hair. It didn't color my hair, but I noticed after using it, like the herbs were beneficial to my head. And yet I still have to wash my hair. If I don't do it, once a day, it gets kind of greasy and greasy. I guess maybe that's the look. If we were in a post-apocalyptic world, who cares? You don't care.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, actually. You kind of sounded like Darth Vader there for a second.
Did I go to Darth Vader land again? Yes. I don't know what it is tonight. Anyway, maybe it's how I feel. It's kind of warbly. A little bit.
Pronouncing words again. What was it you said?
I was just saying the idea of not washing your hair and looking all greasy and grimy. I guess in a post-apocalyptic zombie kind of scenario, who cares what your hair looks like?
That's the way. You know what? Here's the thing. Now, being a fan, I know you're not a fan of The Walking Dead, okay? They have looked like that, but then there are times where here these people are in the middle of the post-apocalyptic zombie, infested world where they actually have really great-looking hair, yet they've been on the road for 3 weeks and haven't had a shower in a month. So maybe there's something to it.
Well, continuity is off in filming of The Walking Dead if they get to wash their hair and wear makeup. I mean, not the makeup that turns you into a zombie, the makeup that keeps you pretty before you're a zombie. You got to have good-looking folks or else no one will tune into that show. By the way, I don't tune into that show. That's for everybody else.
I know you don't.
I know. We get to make fun.
You're watching Neil Diamond music videos instead or something.
Yeah, when they start theming The Walking Dead with some Neil Diamond music, I might watch it. I'm just saying. All right, blood pressure drugs, they're rethinking them. In which direction? Also, maybe we'll get to communicable cancer after this as well.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold.
If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
No one can understand occasionally. Welcome back, my friends. RobertGadbell.com. Thank you, Ed, for being on board today as well. Super Don making it sound so good. Of course, if you ever miss a show, they're up. The first place they're up right here are broadcasts, GCN. And we have that linked up in the show notes as well. And then it appears everywhere else, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. Thank you to all our Brits, our listeners across the pond. We love you as well. Now, where do we go from here? My blood pressure is kind of low right now. It is, and just in general, it's a healthy low. I mean, it's, let's say, lower than the average American. when I get
lower
get
than
it,
the average bear. Huh?
Yeah, lower than the average bear. Although the bear has much higher cholesterol, but they don't get heart attacks. Explain that.
And he's very healthy.
Imagine. Very healthy bear. Actually, I just saw some pictures of bears in Florida. They actually put a like a remote cam under the chin of one of the big black bears of Florida, and they're, you know, tracking them around, seeing where they go. Are they still coming into neighborhoods and eating trash, you know, out of people's cans? And it was really cute because they had a couple of cubs that were just jumping around and stuff. And they'll eat you. Don't get me wrong. They'll eat you. But they're cute from a distance.
I wonder who was the guy that had to put the camera on the chin of the bear.
I'm sure they put them on opioids or something before they did that.
Hey, come here. Wrangle a bear. Stick a camera on his chin. Yeah.
Tranquilizer darts, whatever. Blood pressure medicines. We've talked about this extensively over the years. Some of my favorite discussions, of course, have been with Dr. Bitar on you know, the relationship between cadmium and kidneys and high blood pressure. We've talked extensively about the reality of when you lose the vascular strength, integrity, and elasticity, that plays another big role in increasing blood pressure because the vessels are not as supple and strong that they need to be to kind of allow for that motion, stalsis, if you will, the kind of pushing through with the blood pressure that happens with the heart pumping, and the constriction when necessary and the relaxing when necessary. If you have quote-unquote hardened arteries, that's not going to be good for blood pressure. Not going to be good for much of anything. And, of course, we know that's a deficiency not of blood pressure medications, beta blockers, or other things, but a deficiency of the trace mineral silica. And the food grown form that we like, the whole food form that we get from Alta Health Products, and they are available through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. But we also know the vital role that selenium plays in cellular health and protection of cellular integrity. And even we've talked about chromium in terms of liver health along with selenium and the elevation of the high-density liver proteins when necessary. That's a good thing. But when they're rethinking blood pressure, I was thinking maybe it could be a good news scenario. Super Don sent me a happy story to end the old year. And I'm reading this thing, and the first paragraph says, more lives could be saved if doctors considered giving blood pressure drugs to all. To all, everyone gets them. All right. Well, they say all patients at high risk of heart disease. But again, that is determined by false and misleading information as well. So it basically says, put it in the water, right? Put cholesterol-lowering medications in the water as well as blood pressure medications, right? Even if their blood pressures are normal, according to a study. Right. So it's the opposite. It's a bummer story.
Preventative medicine.
Preventative medicine. We're giving you medicine to prevent the need for the medicine that will kill you, potentially. Absolutely. Again, more numb-nuttedness from the pharmaceutical industrial complex and the minions who prescribe the drugs, the medical dunderheaded doctors.
Well, and I mean, listen, I mean, if they came up with this, if they managed to convince doctors to prescribe people blood pressure medicine, even if they're healthy, just because there's a possibility at some point they may have high blood pressure, I mean, listen, the only people that are going to benefit from this are the people, the patients, right?
How do you figure?
Well, because then they won't get high blood pressure. It's all about the patients. It's about keeping
people... Yes, but they're telling them, they're giving them the drug even if they don't have high blood pressure. How do they know they're going to get high blood pressure?
Well, I mean, who else would benefit from that?
Well, I mean, what's the point of having a drug? They claim to test the drug against placebo to show and prove that our drug, beyond placebo effect, causes blood pressure to be reduced. And now they're saying that they need to give it to people who have no elevated blood pressure. Where were the tests on those people?
Well, I know, but I mean, science. Listen, I think
science.
Next,
you're just a homeopath. Shut your pie hole. Right?
I think next we should start giving people ibuprofen all the time because it's possible they might get a headache.
Well, that's only if we have an abundance of extra kidneys, because we'll have to transplant loads of them once they're
obviously,
all on ibuprofen.
I mean, guess where I'm going with this is the pharmaceutical companies somewhere are just completely and totally behind this in some way. It's the same thing that we saw with the statins. It's the same thing that we've seen with the stories that we've covered before, where they're trying to convince people that everybody should take HIV medication just to keep yourself from getting HIV, right?
right.
It's all a big ploy by the pharmaceutical companies putting money in somebody's pocket somewhere to try and convince some medical board that this is the proper way to go. Because if you do that, gosh, I mean, can you imagine the millions and billions of dollars that these drug companies are going to make by everybody being on blood pressure medicine?
Remember, that is it. Widen the net. Make it everybody has a deficiency of that drug, and we'll call that the disease. High blood pressure is evidence of a deficiency of beta-blocking drugs, okay? That's it. Everybody go on. Now, next story here, if we can squeeze in the cancer story in a moment. Reducing, because I'm going to spend a lot of time on this one. Reducing salt intake might harm heart failure patients. Reducing salt, I mean, because again, this is, and we've covered this so many ways to Sunday again, that you just don't reduce salt and say everybody's fine. Because they don't even know what salt is. Low sodium diets. What is the salt? Are they doing table salt, which is a refined form of salt that removes 73 to 83 trace elements out of the 75 to 85 that it could be, and leaves sodium and chloride, and that's it. And they call it salt because it's salty, right? Tastes salty, it must be salt. All of the accompanying trace elements gone, mined out, sold to industry for great profits, and then they leave you the crack cocaine of salt called table salt. And utilizing that at all is just improper, even if you add the wrong form of iodine, potassium iodide, right? And they do that, and they say, oh, it's healthier now. If you're not consuming salt that is mined or, you know, dried from seabeds that are not too radioactive, hopefully, you're not eating the right kind of salt. Salt is not bad for you. But then again, if you ate a whole balanced diet of living foods, there's probably enough minerals in it that you wouldn't need much extra salt. But we recognize that salt has been used throughout the ages as money. It was considered so valuable because of the minerals that it could provide. And you could put them in colloidal state. You can put them in soluble state, salt solution. And we need those minerals. And that's the problem. Reducing salt can reduce mineral intake in people that don't have minerals coming in through other sources. But please, go for a whole salt, one that has not been refined into a dangerous crack-like component of the diet that shouldn't be there. All right, with that, let's drive into contagious cancer. Cancer drive-thru? What is this? Well, they tested, evidently, 8 Tasmanian devils. Have you ever seen a Tasmanian devil in real life? Because we grew up on Taz and the Warner Brothers.
This would be the first study in the history of the Robert Scott Bell Show that we have ever talked about that involved Tasmanian devils.
Right? We did talk about the sex life of a wombat. We've done that occasionally.
That is great.
Tasmanian devils, not so much. But, yeah, I went to Australia. I didn't go to Tasmania, but I actually saw real live Tasmanian devils. And, man, those teeth. You want to talk about scary. They are vicious, evidently. And they're known to bite each other in the act of mating, eating, whatever they're doing. They just bite. And they'll chew through bone, these guys. And what they're claiming now is that they have contagious, a transmissible form of cancer. Contagious cancer. And I'm about to borderline call BS on this study, too, because what about the fact that they're all eating the same diet? Does that have anything to do with it? And as they're chomping on the same diet, they're chomping on each other. And then it's resulting in cancer. What are they eating? What is it that's lacking in their diet? Again, this is not mentioned. It's only said that, oh, my gosh, we saw them biting each other, and then they would end up with face and mouth cancers. But if you have constant chronic sores in any given area, you're going to have aberrant cellular metabolism, you're going to have chronic inflammation, and those cells can go rogue, as we call them, cancer. They won't die. And it isn't because it was contagious, like a cancer germ, necessarily. But they're claiming because they found, am I right here, am I reading this right, 8 Tasmanian devils that have these so-called sores that turn into cancer tumors of some kind, that now they've said that cancer is transmissible. Eight additional animals, they said. Okay.
Additional.
Right. 8 additional. I don't know how many to begin with. This is the discovery of the second transmissible cancer began in 2014 when a devil with facial tumors was found in southeast Tasmania. Although the animal's tumors were outwardly very similar to those caused by the first described Tasmanian devil transmissible cancer, the scientists found that this devil's cancer carried different chromosomal arrangements and was genetically distinct. Again, they're talking in scientific language, so they must be telling the truth, right? Because no one says chromosomal, right? You don't say rearranging genetics, do you? Unless you're really scientific, so you must be right. We can't question you. when you claim that they caught this cancer from another Tasmanian devil. I mean, but this is the promotional idea of the HPV, the lie about human papillomavirus, isn't it?
That's exactly what I was thinking about, because what do they talk about, that if you don't get the HPV shot, you're going to get it, not in addition to HPV and cervical cancer, they are trying to connect it to head and neck cancers as
well.
That's
right. Oral cancers. This is a play. This is how they are shaping the future of your thought forms of cancer. They want you to believe you can catch it. Therefore, they'll be able to develop a cancer vaccine. These are things that they're working on. Remember, the entire future of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and they know it, relies on your willingness to suspend disbelief about the cause of disease, the reality of the cause of disease, and think that everything is a virus. If they can get you to believe that, then they will say that the only way we can prevent it is to vaccinate you. This is what they've been trying to achieve with the Gardasil and Cervarix shots. And they're failing in Ireland, in Japan, only in America, where people are stupid enough still to think that these people are smarter than they are about this stuff. And you want to take your 8 or 9 year olds and call them basically a tramp, because they're going to have so much sex before they're 12 that they need a shot to prevent the transmission of the human papillomavirus, which at worst causes genital warts, not cervical cancer 20 or 30 years down the road. That is a lie. Don't fall for it. Protect your kids, but protect them the right way, not with needles. What are we going to do for the homeless people? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know that cancer story we just covered, the contagious form of cancer among Tasmanian devils? Did you notice that it appeared not in the science or health section of the paper, but in the business section? Doesn't that go to tell you exactly what I'm telling you about where they're going with this? Yeah. This is all about business. This is all about the business of disease and selling you vaccines, because that's where this is going. They realize chemotherapy has failed and more people are waking up. Thanks to the truth about cancer and other sources, they've only got vaccines, and they'll only be able to succeed by mandating them through government authorities among people who are more sheeple than people. Come on, America. Wake up. It's 2016. Don't wake up in an animal farm where they're going to treat all of your kids, as they do in many cases already, like animals. Remember herd immunity. This is treating humans as cattle. Yes, you liberals in California, you went to sleep on this and you trusted the government, and this is what's going to happen if you continue to trust the government. Don't think Bernie Sanders is going to be all that different. When you trust government and you centralize that bureaucracy, the evil that seethes right through and out of it is inevitable, because you're not going to be in control of government forever. Somebody else is going to come in that you don't like, and you've given all that power because you thought, oh, we just have the liberal savior, the socialist savior, the not capitalist state, whatever. It's all a big mess. Bring the power to heal back home where it belongs, with you, in your neighborhood, in your community, in your house. And stop looking for government to intervene on your behalf. Send them packing. Now, who sent packing recently? A couple of famous people have translated from this plane to another. Meadowlark Lemon from the Harlem Globetrotters was one. Did you ever see the Harlem Globetrotters with Meadowlark Lemon live and in person?
When I was a kid. Not live. I never got to see them live.
I did. I got to see them at the Omni in Atlanta, what later became CNN Center in Atlanta as well, where we got to see Meadowlark Lemon, Hurley, right, the bald head guy, some of the original guys. I would just remember that as a kid. Because they even had a cartoon television show about them. And Meadowlark Lemon was amazing. What a showman. And they were all amazing with their talent. So I'm sure he's bouncing balls in heaven now. and
yes,
entertaining the folks up there. So there you go, Meadowlark Lemon. Who else was the guy? What was the front man for? What is the band? Motorhead?
Yeah, Lemmy. Lemmy is what everybody knew him. His full name was Ian Fraser Kilmister.
Okay.
Founded the rock band Motorhead, and he passed away, I believe, yesterday.
Okay, and I heard Motorhead is disbanding now without him. So,
yeah, I don't think you can do Motorhead without Lemmy.
Yeah, is there metal in heaven? You'll find out now. Final story of the day. Going to Colorado, homeless people. How are we going to help them out for Christmas? Well, there's a Denver charity, a nonprofit charity, took to the streets on Christmas Eve to give the homeless some unusual gifts. Free cannabis to smoke. Not
Merry
kidding.
Christmas!
Nick DiCenzo, founder of the Cannabis Can nonprofit, said he and his volunteers handed out thousands of pre-rolled joints Christmas Eve to homeless adults and other bystanders. You could be, I'm just sitting around here. Oh, can I have a free one of those, right? And
yeah.
There's interest in token as a part of their ongoing efforts to raise awareness of homelessness in the city. So let me get this straight. These people don't have a pot to piss in, but they're being given a pot to do something else with.
There you go.
How interesting.
Absolutely.
I guess it makes being, 19 degrees and freezing cold a little more tolerable.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and apparently this charity, what they do is they're raising money to buy RVs that would provide restrooms and showers to the city's homeless.
Okay, so they are trying to give them a pot to piss in as well as pot. Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds a little better now that we've got the fuller, rounder picture on that. An interesting way to do charity.
Interesting stuff. Hey, by the way, a little bit of trivia here for you. Do you know why? You know what a roach clip is. Everybody's heard of what a roach
clip
is.
Yes, they hold the little tip of the rind so you don't burn your finger. That's what I
mean. Yeah, do you know why they called it a roach clip?
No, I don't.
Because potholder was already taken.
You mean the kind of thing I use to pull the cheesecake out of the oven?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not a roach clip. It's a potholder, and it holds a big pot, not the pot that they're giving out to the homeless. Anyway, folks, great show. One more live, full-on live show for 2015 tomorrow. TMB and RSB and Super D together again, and who knows what other surprises. Remember, the power to poo. Did I say that? Is yours. Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.